For your Project Nerd News Break, July 30th, I'm Iggy Michniacki. It seems that the movie theater industry is ready to pick things back up with a huge weekend test this weekend. Starting today, G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes will be joined by award season Dark Horse, The Green Knight, and Disney's The Jungle Cruise. The Jungle Cruise will also be available day and date on Disney+, albeit with a premium fee. But it might be just enough to prevent the last weekend in July from being the first huge weekend at the box office this year. Speaking of Disney+, day and date film Scarlett Johansson was clearly not pleased with Black Widow being released on the platform at the same time the film was shown in theaters. Johansson's paycheck was, and is, heavily impacted on the film's theatrical earnings, and Disney did not renegotiate that deal ahead of the film's release. The outcome of this lawsuit could lead to dominoes falling in the industry, no matter the outcome. In comics, Superman's Son of Kal-El debuted this week with a lot of praise. The debut issue left many critics saying this is exactly what a Superman series should be. It's interesting, as things continue to change behind the scenes at Warner Brothers, DC Comics has been a property of much speculation. But Superman Son of Kal-El is just another new series that has fans and critics alike raving when it comes to DC. We'll soon see how all these new stories impact what happens at DC and Warner Brothers in general. If you love Jaws and are a fan of musicals, well, 2022 might just be your year. According to Deadline, the Jaws-themed musical Bruce will now be opening in Seattle in 2022, as opposed to its original release this year. Exact dates aren't yet announced, but the musical will likely sell out quickly once those tickets become available. In video games, the Activision Blizzard issue seems to be increasing. This week, the publisher apparently hired the law firm WilmerHale, best known for preventing employees from unionizing. On Wednesday, employees staged a walkout due to the game publisher's toxic environment. That event led CEO Bobby Kotick to double down and get ready for what appears to be a war between the employees and leadership. Finally, in sports, the University of Texas and University of Oklahoma have formally been invited to join the SEC. This possibly leaves the Big 12 conference in jeopardy. And the MLB trade deadline has delivered huge, with All-Stars Max Scherzer, Joey Gallo, Rizzo, and Adam Frazier all finding new homes. There's still time left before the deadline at time of this recording, so a number of other big names could be on the move as well. That's it for this week's News Break. For more entertainment and pop culture news, head on over to projectnerd.com and be sure to search Project Nerd on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.